He'll get a presidential push. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. John Fetterman, the Democrat running for a Pennsylvania Senate seat currently held by Republicans, hopes a visit from President Biden today gives him a boost against GOP candidate Mehmet Oz.
This comes as Fetterman's team is aiming to put concerns to rest after he suffered a major stroke earlier this year. His doctor saying, quote, Fetterman is recovering well and his health has continued to improve. He has no work restrictions and can work full duty in public office. And as the gap closes between Fetterman and Oz with a recent poll separating the Senate nominees by just 2 points, GOP lawmakers say the future of the U.S. could come down to this key race.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. At a town hall event on Fox's Hannity last night, Dr. Oz said,
if you really want to drop inflation, and it's a much less painful way than raising interest rates, allow natural gas to be unleashed in Pennsylvania.
Now, the president is focused on oil, planning to release the final 15 million barrels of the 180 million drawdown he announced from the Strategic Reserve earlier this year, trying to ease the pain at the pump.
Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets.
He's also focused on switching to electric. The Biden administration handed out nearly $3 billion in grants to companies involved in battery manufacturing. And President Biden's closely watching what's happening in Ukraine.
Russia has imposed martial law in 4 regions President Vladimir Putin claimed as annexed territory.
I think that Vladimir Putin finds himself in an incredibly difficult position.
President Biden says it seems the only tool available to Putin is to brutalize individual Ukrainian citizens.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Russian forces have hit more infrastructure in Ukraine today. They've already knocked out about a third of the power plants there. In Utah, a fighter jet crashed at a Hill Air Force Base. The pilot ejected and was bloodied but able to walk away, taken to a hospital for observation. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
China's Communist Party has been gathered this week at a meeting expected to end with President Xi Jinping getting a third 5-year term in office. The other day, Xi again called for a reunification with Taiwan, refusing to rule out taking by force the island that considers itself an independent nation. That is worrying members of Congress and both parties here in the U.S. Mike Gallagher, a House Republican.
Gallagher, a former Marine who did 2 tours in Iraq, says one of the lessons of the Russian invasion of Ukraine is that America has to guard more than ever against a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, and that relying on Chinese President Xi Jinping's restraint would be a mistake.
We must put American hard power in Xi's path before it's too late.
Gallagher says that the Pentagon should start maxing out production lines immediately, and that Taiwan needs to be moved to the front of the military sales line, and that anything less will only fuel Xi's appetite for conquest.
To avoid war, you must convince your adversary that you are both capable and willing to wage war.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Another legal issue for former President Trump. He had to answer a lot of questions yesterday.
Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll wouldn't comment on Trump's deposition other than to say they were pleased on behalf of their client. The magazine columnist claims the former president raped her during a chance encounter in a department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. Carroll sued Trump in 2019 for defamation after he said she was lying and that she's not his type.
It's Fox's Steve Rappaport. On Wall Street, stock futures down, but not much the day after the Dow dropped 100 points. In the baseball playoffs,
now Gurriel to the Crawford boxes, and the Astros have the lead, 2-1.
Houston added a few more and held on to beat the New York Yankees 4-2 on TBS in the opening game of the American League Championship Series. In the NLCS, the San Diego Padres beat Philadelphia 8-5 to tie the series with the Phillies 1-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.